Good morning. My guest this morning is Stephen David Martin from the Raven Players. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Roland.
So, a new play. This sounds like a fascinating play. Water by the Spoonful, the 2012 Pulitzer Prize winning play by Chiara Alegria Hudes.
Correct, yes.
Talk about it.
It's actually the middle play of a trilogy that follows the story of a character named Elliot, who is a returning soldier from Iraq, and he comes back to his home in Philadelphia in 2009. The play is set in 2009. And this particular piece is about his still struggles coming back home. And the parallel story is his mother, his birth mother, who put him up for adoption, or actually gave him to her sister after birth, is running an online chat room for recovering addicts. She's a recovering addict herself. So the play is really interesting structurally, is that there's this online world of a chat group, and you see three characters involved with that, and then you have the quote unquote real life story of Elliot and his cousin Yaz, who to find out during the course of the story that his adopted mother, who is his real mother's sister, has passed away. So there's a lot of struggles going on, a lot of people, and a lot of family connections, and then you've got this whole other world of these online connections of people who don't see each other. They're in Philadelphia, they're in San Diego, they're in Japan. So it's a very fascinating play because you see these two realities sort of play out right before your eyes, and they do interconnect as time goes on.
Well, who is this this playwright? I take it she's done other stuff.
Her biggest claim to fame was she wrote the book for In the Heights, which was a Tony Award-winning musical that was the breakthrough of Lin-Manuel Miranda, who went on to Hamilton fame,
yeah,
of
right.
course. So she's been a very accomplished playwright in her own right for a few years, but this was her real Water by the Spoonful, as you said, was a Pulitzer winner and a Tony Award winner and her big breakthrough.
Is she from a Spanish-speaking country?
She is, yeah. She is Spanish-speaking, but she is, that's a good question. I don't know if she's actually from a Spanish-speaking country or an American country, but what she does do that's fascinating is that she draws these amazingly detailed characters. And one of the great things about this play, even though, and I think, unfortunately, in this time, this day and age, we all have somebody we know or maybe, you know, to a degree separated who suffers from addiction or addictive behavior.
Right.
And what she does so brilliantly is she illuminates that everyday struggle, but she also extrapolates it to real life, how we all have these, it's that classic cliche of one day at a time, and you see all of these characters, where they're addicts or not, have kind of facing that harsh reality that you can't really get too far ahead of yourself.
Right. I would have thought this was a difficult play to get.
It actually turned out, I've been wanting to do it for a few years. I didn't know that I had the cast, but this is the year I thought I had the cast. And so we got it. I jumped on it early, got this play, and we're doing the North Bay premiere of it. And I couldn't be more excited about this play.
Oh, that's wonderful. If this is terrifically successful, does she have other plays that you could then do?
Well, and, you know, it's funny. We start with the middle play of the trilogy, but if this goes really well, then I wouldn't be opposed to doing either the first or the last play of the trilogy, you know, because what's kind of great about this is that if you know the first play, you get a lot of the backstory, but you don't need to know the first play to enjoy Water by the Spoonful.
Congratulations on getting such a fascinating play.
It's a great play. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay. Let's tell people that this is a Pulitzer Prize winner from 2012 coming to the Raven Theater April 27th. That's at the Raven Performing Arts Center in Healdsburg. It's Water by the Spoonful by Chiara Alegria Hudes. For tickets online, raventheater.org, or you can get them at Copperfield Books in Healdsburg and Santa Rosa. For other ticket questions and information, 433-6335. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.